Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to rant about how society fucks you in the ass and how society exploits your lower self and distracts you from living an authentic life. I've got some bad news, and I've got some good news for you. Let me begin with the bad news. I think it's very important that you understand what society actually is. This Western culture that most of us are growing up under, you got to start to understand what's really going on in Western mainstream culture. Right now, we're in the era of modern capitalism. If you're familiar with the Graves model of psychological stages, then this is stage orange. What does this mean, stage orange? It basically means that business is shaping society, culture, government, science, religion, and everything else. There is no facet of society which is not touched very heavily by business. And that's a problem. It's a problem because what business and marketing people are doing, and they are experts at this, is they are architecting systems to trap your lower self. This is what characterizes modern business. Let me repeat. Carefully, methodically architected and optimized systems to trap your lower self. You get trapped into low consciousness patterns. Why? Because this is good for business. And because you are so unconscious and you are so willing to go towards the low consciousness stuff, that this is where the best business is. Very little business is had in high consciousness stuff. So what entrepreneurs and CEOs and savvy business people do is they create these systems. They build their entire life around creating these systems. And these leaders, on the one hand, they're quite crafty, and they're quite intelligent, and they're quite smart, and they're very capable, and they're very efficient, and they're very hardworking. But on the other hand, they're actually very ignorant and clueless. They're creating these systems, but it's not like they're an evil genius creating these systems. No, see, they themselves are stuck in low consciousness patterns. And their entrepreneurship is actually fueled by low consciousness, because what they're fueled by is by money, power, progress, and greed, and other neurotic drivers, the same way that you are. And they're exploiting these drivers in you, but also they're kind of exploiting themselves, and they're ignorant of this whole thing. So this is what's going on. It's a game that's rigged against you. And it's a game that's rigged against the people who are creating the game. And this is something you have to start to become aware of if you really want to take control of your life. I don't know if you've noticed this, but right now in society and in business, there's an all-out war for eyeballs. Businesses, their number one priority is to capture eyeballs. This is what marketing is about. And the heart of every business is their marketing. Why eyeballs? Eyeballs is attention. Businesses need your attention to sell you stuff. If they don't sell you stuff, they die. If they don't get your attention, they die. They pay millions and billions of dollars for eyeballs, or they find some crafty way to get your attention. Have you noticed all the ads around you? On the internet, off the internet, as you're driving to work, as you're at the supermarket, wherever you go, there's ads. These ads are fighting for your eyeballs. Why eyeballs? Because eyeballs directly equate to power. Power directly equates to money. And all of this is done in the name of progress. And you're caught in the middle of this whole war. In fact, you grew up, you were born in the middle of this war. And you were a child growing up in the middle of this war. And you were an adolescent growing up in the middle of this war. And you're probably an adult living in this war, and you're going to die a senior citizen in the middle of this war. Most people go through all these stages. They're not even aware of this battle that's going on around them. Or maybe they're involved in the battle because they actually are a marketer or entrepreneur. Here's what you got to understand about how this works, is that your brain actually has different levels and parts in it. And there's something that I like to call the chimp parts of your mind. The chimp parts of your mind are those parts of your brain which are basically not the prefrontal rational human cortex that is developed, but the stuff earlier on from evolution that's still in your mind, that still runs and governs most of your behaviors in life. This is the stuff that's irrational, illogical. This is the stuff that rules chimps. If you go and you study chimpanzee behavior and you see what chimps are predominantly concerned about in their troops, what you learn is it's all of these things that I'm about to show you. And so what these business people and marketers do, what modern capitalism is about creating traps and systems that exploit these chimp parts in your brain. And so basically what it turns out to be is it turns out to be ego banking off of ego. The people on the top have ego, and they're using it to bank off of your ego. So what are these chimp parts? Well, here's the basics of it. Salt, sugar, fat. Sex. Your mind is predominated by thinking about sex. You dream about it. You think about it throughout the day. You look at magazines for it. You don't even know how much you think about sex. You don't even acknowledge it to yourself, but you do. And you're highly driven by sex. Same thing with salt, sugar, and fat. That's the entire food industry right there is encapsulated in those three things. Salt, sugar, fat. Also, another chimp part of you is the need for power and status. Chimps, if you study their behavior, if you read some books about them, what you learn is that they're all about power and status. Who's at the top of the hierarchy? Who's in the bottom? Who's rising? Who's falling? Who has more prestige and status than the others? Who's plotting who to overtake whom? That's a chimp part in your brain. And a lot of marketing and business systems are designed to appeal directly to that. There's also fun and play and entertainment. So that's another chimp part of your mind. You like to play. You like to be entertained. You like to be stimulated and titillated and excited. All this is basically fun. And everything is tried to be sold to you through this one part right here. Fun, entertaining, exciting, right? We've got billions and billion dollar industries that cater just to this one chimp part. Also, validation. There's the chimp part in you that likes to be validated, that likes its ego stroked, that likes approval, that likes people to like it, and to need it, and to want it, and to shower it with praise. Well, that's also exploited. There's also a chimp part of you that likes security and comfort. Oh yeah, you really like your security and comfort. Except that security you like, it's actually a false security. So that is also catered to in the marketplace. Also love. Love is a real good one. You love love. You can't live without love. Except this is a lower self kind of love. This is not higher self love, the kind of love that you want. This is like a needy, desperate, neurotic form of love. An escape, really, from reality, from true love, from authenticity, and from truth. So this is something you kind of just give yourself away to so that you can escape from the rest of the world. And then another chimp part of you is vanity. Your vanity, your ego, your pride, your arrogance. So that part is exploited very commonly. And then lastly is gossip. Chimps love to gossip. They love to talk about who's going to overtake who. They like to scheme. They like to learn about who's having sex with whom and who's backstabbing whom and who's having fun and where's all the good food. Where can I get some false security? Who has more validation than me? And so on and so forth. That's gossip. So those are some of the chimp parts of your mind. And these are mechanisms that function unconsciously in you. That's why they're so lucrative for business people to exploit, is because you're very bad at controlling these mechanisms in your mind. You probably don't even recognize that these mechanisms exist in your mind. And so if I can serve you up some product or some service that hits one of these things or multiple of these things, a combination, then you're going to pull out your wallet. Because what these marketers and business people have learned is that you don't buy shit unless the thing I'm selling you hits one of these pain points or one of these pleasure points of the lower self. All of these things are of the lower self. Nobody really targets your higher self. So just something to be aware of as you're going through and you're drinking from the cup of mainstream culture. Now, what I want to do is I want to give you 30 specific examples of ways in which businesses and society exploit your lower self. So there's a lot of them, so I'm going to have to go through them pretty quickly. Here they are. Here's the list. Very eye-opening list. Food. The entire food industry, from restaurants to the junk that they sell you at supermarkets and everything else, is all geared to appeal to your lower chimp self and to ruin your health. Alcohol and drugs, obviously. The medicine and pharmaceutical industry. Huge into appealing to your lower chimp self. How about the college and schooling and education industry? So especially this whole system that we have going, especially here in the U.S., where you're studying for colleges to get into the best colleges, the Ivy League schools, and you're trying to get into the most prestigious ones, and you try to take the best tests, and you have to prepare for those tests, and you buy books and manuals and all this. And then the whole academic game that is played in academia in these high-end universities. So that entire system is just all about appealing to the chimp lower self. How about celebrities? Following celebrities, watching them, being curious about them, reading up on them, gossiping about them, tabloid magazines, all of that. Books. There's a lot of good books, but also there's a lot of junk books out there. And most people, they don't read the good ones, they read the junky ones, which appeal, again, to their lower chimp self. Romance novels, all those vampire novels, all the other sci-fi novels and fantasy novels and all this crap, all this is just appealing to your lower chimp self. How about video games? That entire industry, I was part of that industry, that entire industry is just one giant treadmill of chimp behavior. How about TV shows? You love your TV shows? Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Big Bang Theory, what do you guys like? Whatever you like, all that shit is just pure chimpdom. It's just chimps interacting with other chimps. It's chimps in a cage is what it is. Prime example, Game of Thrones. Why do you think you like Game of Thrones so much? Game of Thrones, out of all the shows that I've watched, Game of Thrones is the most ingeniously designed show to appeal to the lower chimp in you. What is Game of Thrones? It's basically chimps murdering, backstabbing, raping, and pillaging, and overthrowing other chimps. That's all Game of Thrones is in a nutshell. But it's so good, right? Oh, yeah, that Game of Thrones is real good. Especially that little guy, the little dwarf chimp. Yeah, he's real entertaining, isn't he? Yeah. How about the news industry? You familiar with the 24-hour news cycle and all the chimpdom that goes on in there? Prime example. I don't think I need to say much more about that. How about social media? Pure chimpery. The whole thing is just chimps chattering with other chimps. It's just chimp chatter. It's monkey chatter. They need to rename Twitter and call it monkey chatter, because that's what it really is. How about the whole internet? All the memes, all the bullshit that goes on the internet? All chimp chatter. Popular culture is just chimp chatter. How about what you do with your friends when you go out and you socialize and hang out with your friends and you talk shit and all that? Gossip with them? Chimp chatter. How about the status game that you play? Chimps play the same status game. You think you're much more evolved than a chimp? You're not. You think you dress yourself in a, what is it, 2-3-piece suit, and then you put on your fancy watch and you go to the fancy restaurant with your fancy trophy girlfriend or whatever, and you're driving your fancy car? This is all status game. It's pure chimpery. How about porn? Pure chimpery. You're just a chimp in a zoo cage jerking himself off. That's what you are. How about shopping? How about fashion? Getting the latest clothes and looking cool? Playing the status game that way? Who's the coolest chimp? Are you the coolest chimp? Or are you the second coolest chimp? Maybe you're not even there yet. How about the whole tech bubble trend? All the technology gadgets, all the tech news you read, the newest iPhone, this phone, that gadget, the watch, the this, the that, the hottest computer, whatever little Christmas gadget you're buying your mom for Christmas this year, all that shit, the Fitbit and all that crap, what is going on there? That's just chimpery too. It's all chimpery done in the name of progress, but it's all chimpery. How about the financial markets, especially credit, loans, mortgages, credit cards? Are you seeing all these credit card commercials with these actors and celebrities now? The Capital One and all this shit? What is that? That's appealing to your lower chimp self. To want to get something for nothing. Nightclubs, purely for chimps. It's basically a zoo for chimps with dance music. How about this trend with cars? That I never get this. These guys who care about the car that they drive, like they really love their car. They want a sports car, like a Porsche or Ferrari or some shit. This is complete idiocy. Complete chimpdom. How about holidays? All the marketing during the holidays. For Christmas and for Thanksgiving and for Halloween and for Valentine's Day. All this shit. This is all chimpery. What about politics? Oh, politics is just, isn't it just like two cages of chimps side by side at the zoo flinging shit at each other? Isn't that what politics really is? I think that pretty much sums it up there. How about religion? Man, religion is like a chimp walking out on stage dressed in a Pope hat and a robe, carrying a scepter, thinking that he's somebody. That's what religion basically is. And man, they've really perfected it over the centuries that they've had to practice that one. That's like old school chimpdom right there. How about marriage? You think marriage is good? You think marriage is immune to this? No. What is modern marriage? Modern marriage is so that instead of you self-developing and going looking for truth and finding your authentic self, no, instead of doing that, what you do is you go and you get married. And marriage deludes you into thinking that you can escape actual personal growth. And so now you escape into marriage. But this marriage, what is this marriage? This marriage is just chimpery. You're just being two chimps thinking that you're doing something, but you're squawking into like two chimps. That's what your marriage is. How's it working for you, by the way? You happy with that? Fulfilled yet? How about romance? This whole narrative of romance that you're fed by mainstream society, same deal. It's the same deal. It's basically an escape, complete appeal to your lower self. You think that you're falling in love, but you're not falling in love. You're just being a chimp. You're a horny little chimp. You're a needy little chimp. You're a desperate little chimp that just wants someone who's going to take care of them, who's going to need them so that you can forget about all your problems in life. That's what romance is to you. Really. How about family? What's family life all about? You think family is very noble and high consciousness? No. Family is the most low consciousness shit. It's just a troop of chimps. You know, chimps like to fuck, so they produce baby chimps. And then it's just chimps with their baby chimps. And then they're all getting into crazy antics together. And all of them are running on their own patterns, their own loops. All of them are stuck. All of them are dysfunctional. And it's just like this dysfunctional sitcom of chimpdom. That's what family is. What about the typical career? The typical 9-to-5 career? Pure chimpery. You go in there, you do your chimp stuff. Probably a chimp could do your job. You don't really care about what your job is doing, what kind of output or impact it's having on society. You're not thinking about any of this stuff. You're acting like a chimp. You're using your chimp career to fuel all the chimp behaviors. See, the chimp career is real important. Because if you have a chimp career, that means you can get all the other chimp stuff I've been talking about. How about the stock market? Oh man, I love to rip on this one. The stock market, Wall Street, all these fucking financial companies that are sprouting up everywhere. Have you seen all these ads for financial companies everywhere? Have you gone to a downtown area in your local city or in a major city in the US? I was in Miami a few weeks ago for a vacation. I was walking through the downtown area. It blew me away that every single skyscraper in Miami is owned by a fucking some kind of Wall Street financial services company. What are these companies doing? All they're doing is they're exploiting. They're exploiting your fucking chimpdom. And then, of course, they themselves are the biggest chimps. So you go to some fancy restaurant in Uptown, and you're sitting there with all these Wall Street chimps. And these Wall Street chimps, you know, they have a nice suit. They walk in there with their trophy girlfriend. They're pulling up in their BMW SUV or some shit like this. And they're sitting there, and they're sipping their wine. They're having their stupid business conversations. This is all chimpdom. This is all pure ego, low consciousness shit. And lastly, oh man, this one is real chimpdom. It's sports, professional sports. What is professional sports? It's like the most low consciousness shit that you could possibly invent. And yet it's like billions and billions of dollars, this industry. People rooting for their home fucking teams, loyalty to your team that you grew up in. What does it have to do, the sports team that you root for and the town you grew up in? Like, what's the fucking connection? It's just pure stupidity, pure chimpdom going on there. So that wraps up the list. That's 30 items for you right there. Think long and hard about just what impact all this stuff has in your life and how much it's shaped the trajectory of your life over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. A lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. So what's happening in all of these is that your lower chimp parts are being exploited. And you're being kept in this kind of vicious cycle of low consciousness in all these different facets of life. And what this allows you to do is it allows you to let go. It allows you to follow the path of least resistance, basically. It makes your life real easy and convenient and fun and exciting. And you listen to this list and I hear you say something like, well, but Leo, you know, some of the stuff I hear you, it's kind of bad, but some of this other stuff you talked about, you know, I like it. I like my Game of Thrones and I like my restaurant. You know, I like my hot girlfriend and I like some of this other, I like my sports team. You know, what's wrong with this stuff? Look, I'm not pointing my finger at you as though I'm holier than thou, as though I'm not a part of any of this. You know, I've fallen onto all these traps myself. I speak about them because I've been in them. And you know what? You know, it's been a real effort to pull myself out of this stuff. But the more I do, the more I realize, like, what the fuck is going on? Do you realize what the fuck is going on? Yeah, you like this stuff because you're a fucking chimp and those chimp parts of you are being exploited. But there's also the higher part of you, which isn't being tapped, that you need to wake up to. You need to wake the fuck up to the idea that all of this that I've been talking about, this is all an escape. It's all a sham. It's all an escape. Society, what is it really? It's an amusement park for the ego. That's what modern society is. It's nothing else. Once you start to study the ego and how it works a little bit, You start to open your eyes and see, holy fuck, every little piece is just an amusement park for the ego. To do what? To distract you from looking inward. To distract you from looking inward. Notice that all these things are all about pointing you outward. Look outward. Don't look inward. The distraction is from truth. You're being distracted from truth. You're being distracted from being conscious of your own death, the shortness of your own life. And you're being distracted from the lies you tell yourself because you're not living a real life. You're being distracted from living a real life. To not live a real life, you need to lie to yourself and you need to distract yourself constantly. And that's exactly what all these different industries do, is they keep you in constant distraction and constantly lying to yourself and pacifying yourself and narcotizing yourself. Society's aims are as follows: achievement, progress, power, efficiency, and status quo. Those are society's aims. Those are not your aims. At least they shouldn't be. Your aims have to be finding your authentic self. Society and business generally does not give a fuck about helping you find your true authentic self. They don't give a fuck about truth. Because truth is antithetical. It's really antithetical to achievement and progress. Truth is about being, not about doing. Society is all about doing. Business is all about doing. Because doing is an activity, it's a distraction from being. To be being, you have to be still. You have to be silent. Business and society is all about commotion and motion and noise. That's what it is. It doesn't care about helping you to be. It cares about keeping you busy, which is busyness, right? Business, busyness, busy. You're always busy. Busy, but not being. Not being true to yourself. You haven't found yourself. And that's why you're unsatisfied. That's why you're unfulfilled with all this progress and achievement. All you get, the more you get, the more dissatisfied you are. The only times you're satisfied is when you're being authentic, when you're finding the truth. Your true aim in life should be to find your true self. Not achievement and progress and power and efficiency. Don't get those confused. So that's the bad news. That's a lot of bad news. If you remember, I started off saying that I have some bad news for you and some good news. Well, that was the bad news. Now I got some good news. The good news is short and simple. The good news is this, is that it's fully in your power to avoid these traps. We're not living in North Korea. If you are, then you wouldn't be watching this video. So that means that you have the power to avoid many of these traps. Business makes it very easy for you to fall into the food trap, the porn trap, the shopping trap, the sports trap, the Wall Street trap, all these traps. But you know what? If you just summon a little bit of consciousness and awareness, then you can avoid all of them. If you can discipline yourself a little bit, if you can start actualizing yourself a little bit, then you can easily avoid many of these traps. And in doing that, what you're going to do instead is you're going to design a healthy, conscious lifestyle where you're really alive and your life is about finding the core of who you are, peeling back the layer after layer on the onion to get to the very core of who you are. That should be your sole concern in life, not the distractions you're living with right now. So this is good news because it means that you ultimately have all the power. No one has chained you. No one has really oppressed you. All it takes is some awareness and some care. If you care about your own life, if you care about living a meaningful, extraordinary, authentic life, if you care about truth, if you value these things and you keep your attention on it and don't get distracted, then you will avoid all these traps one at a time. You will have one big problem, though, which is that if you do this and you try to live a conscious life, then you will be labeled weird. Weird. That dreaded word that we dread ever since middle school and high school, you know, weird. We always wanted to be normal. We always wanted to fit in. Well, the bad news is that you will be labeled weird. Because almost by definition, to live a conscious, healthy lifestyle, to find your true self, that's so rare in modern society that you're not going to be mainstream anymore. You will be weird. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with not being mainstream, not being normal. This is going to take courage from you. This is going to take independent thinking from you. And this is going to take emotional labor from you. So this lifestyle that I'm selling you, this higher consciousness, healthy, authentic lifestyle, this is the harder option. There is no magic pill to get this. You're going to have to expend emotional labor to get it. And it means that you can't follow the path of least resistance anymore, because the path of least resistance is where it's where businesses lay all the traps. You get this? It's like when the deer trail that's leading down to the water, that's where the trapper places all the traps. Because he knows that the deer is lazy. He's going to walk down the path. He's not going to walk through the woods. He's going to walk down the little path where all the deer walk. And that's where the trap will get him. And that's exactly your situation. To start to get out of this, you have to start to recognize just how unhealthy mainstream culture is. Mainstream everything is incredibly unhealthy. Mainstream food, mainstream entertainment, mainstream media, mainstream news, mainstream shopping, and everything else. It's unhealthy physically for you. It's unhealthy emotionally for you. It's unhealthy financially for you. And it's very unhealthy spiritually for you. And, you know, Actualize.org is not immune to this. Actualize.org is a business. I'm here on YouTube. Chances are you found my videos through YouTube, if you did. You know, I have to play the game to win eyeballs, too. That's a game I have to play every single day. Because if I don't play that game, then I can't run this channel and this company and put this information out there. So I have to learn how to play this game. And, you know, I've played this game pretty good. And I've played this game before I started Actualize.org. I've played this game. I've started businesses, and I know how it works. So I'm kind of talking as a bit of an insider here. Having constructed many of these traps, I know how to construct traps for eyeballs. This is not an evil conspiracy, so don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not saying here that all these people are evil and there's a conspiracy going on in society. None of this crap. What's really going on here is just ignorance. Ignorance, ego, distraction. That's what's really going on. All the CEOs and entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, they're just neurotic, ignorant people. They're very wealthy. They're very wealthy. And they might be very powerful. And they might feel like they're doing a lot of, you know, good progress for society technologically and all this stuff, but really it's just ignorance and neurosis. And some of them wake up to that neurosis and then, you know, they leave and they go off and they go find their authentic selves, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them, they stay neurotic until they have a heart attack, working 80 hours a week into their 60s or 70s. So, you know, it might seem like I'm kind of ragging on capitalism here. I'm not. The fact is that, you know, there is a balanced side to this. A lot of businesses do provide us good services, and some of this stuff is essential. And in the end, you know, we're living in a good time. I wouldn't want to trade our current time for any other time in history. It's a good time to be alive right now because we have so much freedom. You have so many choices. And also, once you are aware of all these traps, you know what you can do? Is you can use these traps. And you can use the tools that all these businesses create for you. You can use them kind of against them. and you can use them to find your authentic self faster. Because we have all these great communication channels, the internet, all these amazing resources, books, cheap stuff, healthy food that's relatively cheap. So we have more opportunities than ever in society. So if you really wake up and you grab the bull by the horns, then you can make some real quick progress. So you might wonder at this point, what do I do, Leo? What do I do about this? Well, first of all, like I said, relax. Don't go postal, right? This is not an evil conspiracy. You just need to wake up a little bit. You need to acknowledge that you're sucking on society's tit and that you have been for years and that it's time to wean yourself off. And I want you to make a commitment, if you want. Make a commitment to take your life back. Make a commitment to really live an authentic lifestyle, to stop the lies, to stop the distractions, to stop being normal, to live a different kind of life, the kind of life that your friends and family are not living, the kind of life that you probably don't see anyone around you living, that you have no models or examples of, unless maybe you watch some of my videos. That kind of life, the kind of life that you're scared to live, the kind of life that would require some bold moves that you're afraid to make, the kind of life that would require some renunciation, a renunciation of some of the stuff like maybe porn or maybe video games or maybe smoking pot or maybe watching sports or politics or something like that. You know, you have to renounce some of these things so that you can make room for personal growth, finding yourself, health. And when I talk about health, I don't just mean physical health. I mean, even more importantly, psychological health, which is what actualize.org is kind of committed to, is helping you to grow yourself psychologically. So here's a recommendation I want to make for you if you want a practical step. Over the next 6 months, if you make a commitment right now to take your life back, then the big action step you can take over the next 6 months is to take 1 week off. Plan for it. Take a whole week off where you're going to go off and you're going to be somewhere alone, all by yourself. Go rent a motel room on the edge of town in the woods somewhere where you're just going to be all by yourself. No friends, no family, no spouses, no one bothering you, no cell phone, no media, no internet, no telephone, no work, no email, no shopping, no fun, no entertainment, no television, none of that stuff. And what you're going to do is you're just going to sit there for a whole week. You're just going to sit there in that room. Maybe you want to go out into nature, go out into the forest or something, and just sit there for a whole week and just contemplate life. Think about your life. Think about how short it is, how precious it is, how little time you have left. Think about the fact that you're going to be dead soon. Don't eat too heavy while you're doing this so that you aren't falling asleep. You know, you want to stay alert. And just sit there and contemplate all this stuff. Maybe if you're into meditation, sit there and meditate. And just detox. Pull yourself out of all the caffeine, the whole, you know, hustle and bustle that you're doing. Your whole 9-to-5 routine. Pull yourself out of all that. This is necessary. This creates space for your mind to get in touch with being. You're pulling yourself out of doing to get into being. And then just sit there and notice how you feel and notice, you know, what your mind is coming up with. Once you detox for the first few days, then throughout the rest of the week, you're just going to be sitting there. You're going to have new ideas. You're going to rethink some stuff in your life. You're probably going to want to make some changes. There's probably some habits you're going to want to install, some healthy ones. There's probably some bad ones you're going to want to cut. Maybe some big life choices you're going to want to make. Maybe there's a relationship you're going to want to end, or maybe there's a business you're going to want to end. Or maybe there's a career you're going to want to change, or someone you're going to want to kick out of your life, or whatever. But just sit there and just be, and see what your being reveals to you. Take it slow. Take it easy. It's going to feel weird at first. It's going to feel restless, because you're going to be having withdrawal symptoms from all this stuff you're addicted to. You are addicted to it. Trust me. You'll see when you sit there for a whole week. You are addicted to it. And that's it. and then see where that takes you. That could be the launching point for a whole new trajectory in life for you. This could be the difference between living a life full of regrets, the normal life, or the life where you start really to take your self-actualization seriously and discover your true self. Could be that big of a difference to you. So that's what I recommend. But you know what? If you have some other idea and you want to make this commitment to take your life back and you have some other action step you want to do instead of taking this whole week off, go implement. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can implement this stuff. I'm just giving you one idea here. So that's it. All right. That's all I have to say. I'm signing off. Go ahead. Please click the like button for me. Share this video with a friend. Post your comments down below. And lastly, come check out actualize.org right here. It's my website. I have a newsletter. It's free. Most of the videos I release are free, and they're very deep, jam-packed with information that I spend hundreds of hours of my time discovering and distilling and taking notes on, because I'm really serious about this idea of finding my authentic self. And first and foremost, I do it for me. I don't just do it as a business. I don't just do it to get eyeballs. You know, I really do it for me, because this is me living my authentic life. And the ideas I share with you are ideas that help keep you on track with living an authentic life, of discovering who you really are and finding the true fulfillment in life that you're lacking right now. You know, also success. I don't really hate success. Success is a good thing. You want a bit of that too, so it'll help you with getting success as well. The trick here is that it's very easy to fall back into your old patterns. It's very easy to go back to sucking on society's tit. Even if you wean yourself for a few months, chances are you're going to come back. So the key function of actualize.org is to keep you on track with your new self-actualized life. So stick around. Watch the new content every week. Do the action. Take the action steps that I tell you to take. Don't just sit there and do a mental circle jerk over this theoretical material. All the stuff that I talk about is practical. It's all actionable. So go take action. And what you're going to see, I promise you this, is that if you act on all the concepts that I share with you, that over the span of 5 to 10 years, you will completely transform your life, and your life will be 100 times more profound and gratifying than it is right now. And you will achieve levels of development that you thought were impossible. I'm not kidding. That's my promise. I stand by it. It will happen if you just take action. So I hope you like that idea. If you do, stick around, watch the episodes, and I'll see you real soon with more.